back about a yard, yard and a half there.
Yep. So third down and six coming up here for the Bearcats. 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. A very quick moving first quarter. Bearcats on the board first, 8-0. Looking at third down on their own 48-yard line. Third and six. Drake will take the snap. And he'll hand it off. Looking over the left side of the line and going nowhere was the ball carrier, Brett Cleary. And that'll be the final play of the first quarter. The Bearcats up 8-0. You are listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX. Member FDIC.
Ray and Martin Gittner, owner of Gittner Excavating, LLC of Ruth, would like to do your excavating work. Both Ray and Martin have over 50 years of combined experience. They're more efficient and more experienced. Gittner done right the first time. Gittner Excavating does a large variety of work, including, but not limited to, trucking, site preparation, roadways, ponds, lagoons, and clean out of lagoons with their long reach excavator. They have sand, gravel, and topsoil at discount rates. Also, Gittner Dirty LLC has custom manure hauling equipment, both for liquids and solids. For the best deals on excavating and dirt moving needs, call Gittner Excavating LLC of Ruth at 989-864-5549 or 989-551-1487.
Welcome back to Harbor Beach High School. Fourth down and three coming up for the Bearcats. To start the second quarter, Austin Drake back to throw. Looking downfield, has a man open. It's Booms. It is a catch and a first down for the Bearcats as Booms makes the catch near the 35-yard line.
Well, great job there. A good call by Coach Sweeney on fourth down. Harbor Beach expecting run all the way there. Drake rolling out to the right. Booms coming across the formation. A nice catch, nice tight spiral with the wind at his back. A low ball, too. A good thing there. To keep the ball low, because once the ball gets up in the air a little bit, it's gone. So a nice play by Ubley there to pick up the first down.
They'll spot the football at the 34-yard line. That is a first down, as Jason just mentioned. First play of the second quarter. It is 8-0 if you're just tuning in. The Bearcats with the lead. Courtesy of an 80-yard drive on their first possession, the Pirates 3-and-out on their possession, and now the Bearcats working on another first down. Drake will hand it off. And it looks like it's going to be look like Cleary, the ball carrier. I'm going to give it to Cleary. Cleary looked like he picked up close to 9 on the play. Second down and 1 coming up for Ubley.
Yeah, I had Cleary on the carry there, too.
It's kind of hard to read the numbers. That orange number against the white jersey, not much of a contrast there. Second down and 1 coming up for the Bearcats. Ball sitting on the Pirate 25-yard line. Handoff going up the middle. And close to first down yardage for the Bearcats. Looks like that might have been Cleary again. As the officials will stop play here. And it is a first down. They'll spot it near the 23-yard line. So it's first and 10 for Ubley. 11:05 to go in the first half.
Quick moving first half, too. We've only played about 21 minutes of actual time here.
Of course, the clock hasn't stopped a whole lot other than an out-of-bounds play and the first downs that each team or that the Bearcats have been able to pick up and the touchdown. So time is moving right along here in this first half so far. Handoff, it's Brian Nash, the ball carrier. Nash takes it down towards the 21-yard line. That's a pickup of close to 2 on the play.
I think Nash was a little tentative on that play there. Didn't really come out of that running too hard there. I think he had a chance to kind of bust to the outside there, but I think he was waiting for his holes to develop, and the Harbor Beach defense closed in on him quickly.
Second down and 8 coming up. 10:15 to play. First half, 8-0. Bearcats with the lead. And they have the football for the second time tonight. Drake will hand it off. And looking for some running room on the left side of the line is Cleary. Cleary takes it down inside the 20-yard line to about the 19. Pick up of a couple more. Third down coming up.
Well, this Harbor Beach defense hasn't really put up much defense so far here tonight. Ubley, every play they've had has been for positive yardage, and Ubley, when they need first downs, they get them. So third and six here, definitely not a big challenge so far for Ubley here tonight.
Ball sitting on the 19-yard line for the Bearcats. Full house formation behind Austin Drake. He'll call out the play and take the snap. He'll just tuck it in and run it himself. Has some running room on the right side. Lowers his shoulder and plows his way down towards the, is that the 15-yard line over there? Not enough, though, for the first down. It's going to be fourth down coming up for Ubley.
Yeah, that play could have been a loss there, but a nice block on the outside there by Josh Kabotsky there, allowing Drake to pick up 5 yards on that play.
Fourth down and one coming up. With the ball sitting on the Pirate 14-yard line. 8:55 to play in the first half. The Bearcats with the only score of the game, 8-0. Looking to add to it here on a fourth and one play on the Pirate 14. Drake will hand it off, and it's going to be straight up the middle, and it's going to be Tyler Peruski into the end zone. That's a Bearcat touchdown.
In my head, I was thinking, I think Tyler Peruski's due for a carry here. I was thinking it, and I was like, oh, they're about to snap the ball. I'll wait and see what happens here. But Peruski, like I said, Peruski got a lot of the carries on that first drive here. Didn't really see the ball. I think that may have been his first carry on this drive here.
I think so.
Nash and Cleary getting the bulk of the work. But there you go, Tyler Peruski striking for a touchdown.
And the offensive line opened up a nice opening there across the middle. He was able to go in basically untouched through the line and into the end zone. Two-point conversion try coming up, and it is good. The Bearcats punch it into the end zone. And
experts will tell you that
with 8:38 to play here in the first half, the Bearcats 16, the Pirates nothing. You are listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
When it's time for braces, where do you go? Dr. Larry Agassin's office in Bad Axe. Hi, I'm Sarah Kaufman. Dr. Larry Agassin is a highly qualified orthodontist. If you or someone you know needs braces or some other form of orthodontic care, remember, you have one of the best in the business right here. Contact Dr. Larry Agassin for a free consultation. We are located at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office. Or call 989-269-6811. Trust your smile to Dr. Larry Agassin, supporting local sports and the future of some area youth.
Welcome back to Harbor Beach High School. 8:38 to play in the first half. The Bearcats with the lead on a very windy night here from Harbor Beach. Update in the Reese Cass City game, courtesy of Paul Adams. 6-0 end of the first quarter. The Reese Rockets with the lead over the Cass City Redhawks. Nice end-over-end kick that is fielded near the 11-yard line by the Pirates. And finding his way is Aaron Ginther up over the 30-yard line with it. So the Pirates get a decent return. Going to have to go into the wind here with 8:32 remaining in the first half. And the Bearcats up by 2 scores, 16-0.
Well, I think the thing for Harbor Beach here early on is that Ubley has run 27 plays already. Harbor Beach has ran 4. And it's hard to score when you're only running 4 plays.
Second possession of the night coming up here for the Pirates with 8:32 remaining in the first half. One back in the backfield behind Sean Sorensen. And a little bit of movement. And let's see what we have here. This is going to go against the Pirates' false start. So instead of first and 10, it'll be first and 15.
My roster's getting away from me here. I have to weight it down a little bit.
First and 15 for the Pirates. They'll spot the football on their own 30-yard line. One back in the backfield behind Sorensen. Man in motion, that is Ginther. He'll get the football. Ginther looking for the for some room on the left side. Going to be hauled down behind the line of scrimmage. A loss on the play of a few yards here. So second down and long coming up for the Pirates.